Okay, let's get started with networks. What is a topology? Well, Wikipedia says, network topology is the arrangement of the various elements, links, nodes, etc., of a computer network. Now that's not bad, but there's one essential word missing from that explanation, and that is that the topology is physical. How are the devices physically connected? The links refers to the cabling infrastructure, and the nodes refers to the individual computers or servers, which we could just call connected devices. So a network topology is the physical arrangement of connected devices. Now there are three different topologies that you need to know about. Can you name them? They are ring, bus, and star. Bus topology is extremely outdated. The principle is there's a single cable, and that single cable carries all network communication. So in short, all of the computers must share one cable. Now that doesn't make for particularly fast communication, and that is the main disadvantage of a bus network. It is slow. Because whilst one computer is broadcasting a signal, no other computer can. When two computers try to send data at the same time, that is called a collision. So the more computers on a bus network, the more collisions are likely to occur, hence the slower the network will perform. More computers equals more collisions equals slower performance. So wouldn't it be really good if we could just get rid of collisions altogether? Any computer could broadcast whenever it wants without worrying about all the other computers on the network. And that's what a star achieves. There are no collisions on a star network, and it is therefore faster. So rather than sharing a single cable, each computer has its own hotline to a central device called a switch. Now that speed comes at a price, and the price is there's an awful lot more cable required for the star than a bus. So whereas the bus is slow because of collisions, it's cheap, or at least cheaper because a lot less cable is needed than a star. The star requires additional cable, which makes it more expensive, but the performance is faster. Because there are no collisions. So other than speed and cost of cabling, can you think of one more advantage of either a bus or a star? Well, computers can be very easily added to a bus. In fact, a computer can be added anywhere on the cable with the insertion of a T-piece. Whereas to insert an additional computer on a star, an extra run of cable must be made directly to the switch. So how about another advantage of a star, or indeed a disadvantage of the bus, depending on how you look at it? Think about what might happen if a piece of cable fails. Well, on a star, if a cable fails, only one computer is affected. However, on the bus, a break in the cable could down the entire network. Now, let's think about a ring. Like a star, there are no collisions on a ring, so the network is fast. But, like a bus, a break in the cable could down the entire network. Also like a bus, minimal cable is required, which makes it cheaper to install than a star. On a bus, any computer can broadcast whenever it wants to. Okay, there might be collisions if two computers attempt to broadcast at the same time, but there's no control, so an individual computer could dominate network traffic. On a ring, that's not possible. Because on a ring, a token is passed around the network, giving each computer equal access. So no computer can dominate. All computers have the same access, So network capacity is fairly distributed. Now, the same could be said about a star, because each computer has its own hotline to the switch. And that's one disadvantage of a star topology. The network is reliant on a single device. In other words, there is a single point of failure. A ring does not have that disadvantage. So one might say an advantage of a ring is there is no reliance on a central device, i.e., no single point of failure. And finally, a mesh topology is a theoretical topology where every device is connected to every other device. But by connected, we mean not actually connected at all, because the only place where a mesh topology is used is in a wireless network, where the devices are connected by virtue of the fact they can broadcast radio waves to any other device.